Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yeah, obviously, I believe that the most important thing is not, not how long the primary lasts, but getting the best candidate to run against Barack Obama. And I certainly respect Paul's voice as well as other people's voices in the party. But my objective is to make sure that we have a candidate that can best take on Barack Obama and drive the issues. They're going to motivate the voters to support our candidate as opposed to Obama.
There's Rick Santorum on the campaign trail in Wisconsin commenting on Congressman Paul Ryan's decision to endorse Mitt Romney. Today is primary day in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Wisconsin. A presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, traveling over to Fox News, where Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade talk to Ann Coulter. Coulter thinks the longer Santorum stays in, the worse it is for the Republican Party.
With the current delegate count, Rick Santorum would have to win the next 8 contests in order to surpass Romney's current delegate count. So why is he still in the race? Time for Rick Santorum to go, you say?
Yes. I mean, I think it is hurting Romney and hurting our chances of taking out Obama by furthering this narrative, and humans have a tendency to do this anyway, always fighting the last war. Rick Santorum is not the most conservative candidate in the race. This is why Ron Paul keeps bird-dogging him. He's a big government conservative. And, yesterday on Chris Wallace, he was explaining some of his, pro-union votes and that sort of thing by saying, well, I'm from Pennsylvania, which, by the way, he doesn't understand when it comes to a much more liberal state like Massachusetts. But beyond that, I mean, the saying about Pennsylvania is that outside of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, it's Alabama. It's a very pro-life state and very socially conservative. And yet Rick Santorum voted 6 times to refund the National Endowment of the Arts. That's like the bête noire of social conservatives. I mean, they're funding photos of dead fetuses. Do you think a Bain Capital guy who is used to turning around bankrupt businesses is going to consider it a good taxpayer investment to fund bullwhips up men's derrieres? And here, Rick Santorum voted for it 6 times.
Right.
So stop telling me you're the most conservative candidate. You were a big government and not even that
it's
much
interesting,
of a
Ann, because the reputation that Santorum has in this race is that he is the conservative. Now maybe
because
people are looking,
saying
but maybe people are looking more at his social values and that's what they're seeing.
I'm not saying he's not a social conservative. But this is not Ford versus Reagan, as was suggested yesterday on Fox. I mean, if anything, Romney is closer to Reagan. He was a governor of a state, of a much more liberal state than California.
So
Ford was just a congressman. He was an inside Washington guy, as Santorum.
So I know you said, all right, Romney's my guy. But having said that, if you thought Santorum was a better candidate, you would say stay in. Your problem is really not that he's staying in, but the way he's conducting himself or just his background.
That's a good question.
Thanks, you want to end there?
Good night, everybody.
I mean, I thought it was very admirable, even though I couldn't stand John McCain and preferred Hillary Clinton in 2008 when Romney dropped out pretty early.
He
was doing better than Santorum is now, by the way. But he dropped out saying, we have to beat the Democrat this time and we need to pull together and I'm going to pull out now and get behind McCain so that we can beat the Democrats. So that is an admirable thing to do. That, by the way, is what Reagan did.
But with what Rick Santorum is doing now to candidate Romney, is it almost scorched earth? I mean, is it damaging the brand for November?
I think
November?
It is. I mean, so many people believe the nonsense about Romney Care being the same as Obamacare. And if I can just say for the 8 billionth time, no, it isn't. For one thing, Romney Care is constitutional. Let's start with that little detail. The states can have an individual mandate. The federal government, we are arguing, cannot. It's not one of the enumerated powers. We're over the 2 pillars of Romney Care, a 70-page bill versus a 2,700-page bill. There are a lot of differences. The other one, the other part of Romney Care, the other pillar of it was no frills, catastrophic health insurance. If that were adopted by the other 49 states, there would have been no argument for Obamacare. It was a conservative solution that was ruined by liberals.
The Supreme Court's going to take care of that now. So that
maybe not.
It might be taken out of the equation.
Maybe not, but President Romney will repeal it.
Up next, more on today's primaries here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats. How about a...
Sometimes you just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial vent? Back wax? Stone massage?
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Talk radio in review. That is the hot hits in talk radio. And the primaries today are big, big stuff. Talk host Steve Scott talks to political reporter Bruce Marcus about the latest polls as we head into the primaries today.
Bruce, first of all, who's been polling well in Wisconsin? Who's the favorite?
Mitt Romney. What happened was a few weeks ago, Rick Santorum was actually leading. One poll gave him a double-digit lead over Mitt Romney a few weeks ago. But that lead has since evaporated, and now polls show Romney ahead generally in single digits, let's say 5 to maybe close to 10 points. And he's got to be the favorite tomorrow, especially since he's picked up a couple of, I think, significant endorsements in the last week. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, who, of course, is known for his Medicare reform ideas, who chairs the House Budget Committee, he's endorsed Romney. And Ron Johnson, the freshman senator who knocked off Russ Feingold in 2010, he's a Tea Party favorite. Johnson, a couple days ago, endorsed Romney. So he's got some momentum, and I would say he would have to be the favorite.
You've been covering Rick Santorum. Has he written off Wisconsin? Is he now focusing on his home state, Pennsylvania, which is coming up right around the corner?
No, not at all. I covered the Santorum event last night in Green Bay. Only drew a couple hundred people, although they were pretty enthusiastic. He's been crisscrossing the state. He's been going to smaller cities. He's been going into rural areas where he has done well throughout the primaries this year. And he still feels that he has some chance of doing well in Wisconsin because of the independent nature of voters in the state. He has outworked Romney, if you're talking about campaigning throughout the state, face-to-face appearances. And And he looks at Wisconsin and sees Paul Ryan, and he sees Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and he's basically saying, look, I'm like Paul Ryan. I'm like Scott Walker. I'm going to do bold things. I'm not going to be a flip-flopper like he thinks Mitt Romney is. So he hasn't written off the state at all, at least not publicly. He still feels he's got a shot.
From MSNBC, Luke Russert talks to Bill Clinton. Clinton and his take on the presidential race, and if he thinks Hillary is really done with politics.
The only person who had as high a negative rating at this time in his campaign was you in spring of 1992. And you were able to come back, and you never trailed in a poll after July. Can Mitt Romney do that?
I doubt it. I doubt it for two reasons. First of all, I believe President Obama will be reelected because people will perceive that the economy is getting better and that we are generally going in the right direction. Keep in mind, the 2010 electorate is not the 2012 electorate. More people will vote in 2012, and a more diverse America will show up at the polls. And people have had 2 years of the Tea Party Congress, and the polls show they didn't like it very much. So he's... Mr. Romney's got to deal with people's real aversion to putting the presidency and the White House in the hands of a party they already don't like what they're doing in Congress. I mean, I said the House and the White House, excuse me. Secondly, I was subject to a very well-organized attack, which later the Republican operatives associated with the White House admitted they had started in the primary because they thought I could win the general election. So there was this relentless personal attack. And the American people are incredibly fair, and they give you another look. But I never had to change anything I said in the primary. There was no etch-a-sketch issue for me. I have some sympathy for Governor Romney because he couldn't have been nominated defending the Massachusetts law as a good model for the nation, because of where the Republican primary had gone.
What's your initial reaction to what you've read from the court in the last week, and do you think the law will be overturned?
I don't know, but it was an unusually politicized discussion, I thought. Actually, no one knows yet about whether how well it's going to work, because it's just now being implemented. But I don't think it was unconstitutional in any way, shape, or form. Even in the 1790s, there were mandates. George Washington mandated that shipping companies insure their employees. He signed a bill mandating that able-bodied citizens have firearms in their homes because they thought the British were coming again. John Adams signed a bill to mandate that individual seamen have hospitalization insurance. To me, it's hard to take the constitutional argument seriously, so I think there's a little more politics in it.
You said back in September about somebody who is now the highest rated in terms of popularity, which is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, about her in 2016. If she wants to come home, I'll be happy. If she wants to serve, I'll be happy. But she has to decide that.
It's up to her, really. I don't think she plans to do it, and I think that you will understand this in 30 years or so. But Hillary's worked really hard for 20 years, and it's just been a constant, relentless thing. She wants to come home, get a little rest, do some other things, and she thinks she will. She's told you and everybody else that she thinks she'll probably never run for office again. But I've been there. I know what happens when you go through this decompression after years of relentless high-pressure activity. And I just think she needs to rest up, do some things she cares about, and whatever she decides to do, I'll support.
Up next, more on today's primaries. You'll have it right after these words on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's continue our focus on talk radio and talk television, the talk media, and what they are talking about, and essentially what you're talking about. Here's radio host Jeff Katz with Wisconsin talk host Vicki McKenna. Don't you love it when hosts talk to hosts? They're talking about today's primary. Is this the last stand for Santorum?
Wisconsin seems to me, certainly Madison is about as far to the left as Cambridge is here in Massachusetts. Milwaukee, big city, seems to have similar sort of tendencies. What about the rest of the state?
The rest of the state, well, in Madison and Milwaukee, in terms of the Republican contingents in both of those cities,
yeah,
there isn't much of one in Madison. But
right,
there is a strong Republican component in Milwaukee. I think right now, which you've probably got in the cities, leaning toward Romney. Outside, where, you know, the sort of conservative grassroots live,
yeah,
you've got a lot more enthusiasm for both Rick Santorum and Congressman Ron Paul. He's got a very large following here, and he's carved off quite a bit of the Tea Party contingent in our state. So what Santorum might have gotten in Wisconsin from the Tea Party group,
right,
some of that's been cut off for Congressman Ron Paul.
No kidding.
Sure.
Wow. Has Ron Paul come to visit?
He came to Madison. Madison.
Yeah.
The University of Wisconsin campus. Now, imagine Berkeley. Okay. So the University of Wisconsin campus was bad weather. Berkeley was bad weather. And I think he probably put 5,000 people on the lake.
Wow.
Not a huge amount of notice. So that was, we were pretty impressed. I mean, I must say I saw the aerial shot of that, and it looked like one of our, you know, one of our tax day tea parties that we've had here, with just the thousands of people with their signs and lots of smiles, lots of chanting.
Wow. Boy, that's impressive stuff. Now, if you had to make a prediction, do you make predictions, Vicki?
I think Mitt Romney's going to win this.
Yeah, all right.
I do. He opened up a pretty, he'd had 7 points going into the weekend. We had heard, the conservative mafia here.
Yeah, that's right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, I say that as a joke, obviously. But we had heard that he had opened up a few more points going into the weekend. He had secured the endorsement of Congressman Paul Ryan and Senator Ron Johnson.
Mm.
And those kinds of endorsements in this state, they matter. So
okay,
I think that's helped him a lot.
From CBS, Chip Reed talks about today's contests and the significance of the primary in Wisconsin, especially.
You know, Maryland and the District of Columbia also vote, but all eyes are on Wisconsin. Mitt Romney hopes this will be a big step toward clinching the nomination. Rick Santorum says, not so fast. A string of endorsements from the Republican Party establishment and increasing numbers in the polls left Mitt Romney a bit more lighthearted on the campaign trail this weekend.
Is that what you call yourselves in Wisconsin? I'm a boy from Massachusetts.
President.
All kidding aside, the Republican frontrunner, sounding more confident than ever, ignored his Republican rivals and attacked President Obama.
This president can't run on his record. And so he's going to try every way he can to divert to some other kind of attack and try and have people disqualify our nominee, which will probably be me.
The White House, in turn, took aim at Romney during Vice President Biden's interview Sunday on Face the Nation.
What is the Romney answer? There's nothing. All they argue is cut, get rid of that, get rid of that. This is about the middle class, and none of what he's offering does anything.
Meanwhile, growing numbers of Republicans are calling on Rick Santorum to get out of the race for the good of the party. Santorum pointed to Romney's actions as reason to stay in.
Then why is he spending $4 million in Wisconsin if the race is over? If it's over and it's, you know, there's no chance, then why is he bothering even campaigning anymore if it's over?
And Newt Gingrich, who has won only two contests, acknowledged over the weekend that Romney's the likely nominee, but he's going to make him work for it.
Now, whatever happens here in Wisconsin, both campaigns are already looking ahead to Pennsylvania. That's Rick Santorum's home state. Just a few weeks ago, he was ahead by 30 points there in one poll, but now look, he's ahead by 2 points. It's really a dead heat. The Romney campaign says they're gaining, they're going to pass him, and they think that's going to be the final act in this campaign, and it will be Mitt Romney's.
Okay, next on to Trayvon Martin when the countdown continues.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leslie Burris, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Purple Heart.
I had never had a bazooka in my hand before. There was a tank commander come up there and told us that we had a tank that needed to be knocked out. So we got up there and I fired my first shot. We heard people in that tank screaming and hollering. So we knew we had a hit. After we'd done that, we had one more round left, and some of the North Koreans had come out of their tank and got me into a building. And the tank commander, he said, "You think you can put one in that doorway?" And it was a little building, had a tin roof on it, and it blew the roof probably 50, 60 feet in the air.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Starting today, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hunker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale starts today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, Doug Steffen with a welcome back in. Certainly plenty of time being spent still on the Trayvon Martin case. Here's host Josh Lang talking to legal analyst Horace Cooper about the new Black Panthers who are offering a reward for the capture of George Zimmerman.
We've got some organizations that have been known for their hate-based tactics in the past ratcheting up the rhetoric. But when the Black Panthers get involved and they start calling for retribution against George Zimmerman and his family, what can be done legally to take action against them or to get the situation cooled down, Horace?
Well, a couple things. One, we need to realize there are consequences to this kind of behavior. Many of your listeners may be aware Spike Lee has just entered into a settlement agreement because he tweeted out the address of a couple who live in Florida, and he thought that that was the George Zimmerman's home address. They were inundated by people and ultimately had to move out of their home. He has entered into a settlement because he is responsible for any injuries or displacement that they face. Similarly, with a group like the New Black Panthers, any injuries that flow from their actions, they would also be held responsible for. And if there are actual injuries of a serious nature, physical nature, they could be held criminally liable. Within the last couple of hours, Governor Scott, the governor of Florida, has specifically denounced the organization and has indicated that they're going to hold all parties responsible for adhering to the law, allowing this investigation to go forward unimpeded and without threats or breaches of the public peace taking place.
Now, just to follow the law here, say the New Black Panther Party, which is offering a $10,000 reward for the capture and citizen's arrest of George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch coordinator who shot Trayvon Martin on February 26th, say that took place in a legal and peaceable manner. No problems, right?
Actually, Mr. Zimmerman isn't wanted by the authorities, so there would be no basis for anyone to capture or detain Mr. Zimmerman, and if they were to do so, that would constitute a crime. The attempt to do so would constitute a crime. Both the New Black Panthers and anyone who was attempting to collect the bounty would be held criminally liable. If they were, quote, peaceable in their actions in trying to accomplish this and didn't injure Mr. Zimmerman, they could still be civilly liable for their actions. This is illegal behavior. It should not be countenanced. And this organization, frankly, ought to leave the state of Florida. They ought not to be interfering with this investigation. And other organizations and individuals who sympathize with this kind of mentality ought to back off.
Here's host Doug Meehan, who talks about NBC editing George Zimmerman's call to make him sound like a racist.
The way in which the media is playing out this Trayvon Martin case, the twists and turns that continue, is the Trayvon Martin case exposing the worst in the media. There are a variety of issues at hand here, perhaps nothing more glaring than what some critics are saying about the Today Show and NBC. The claims are by some critics that they attempted to incite racial anger when it cut crucial seconds from audio of George Zimmerman's 911 call. Some are calling that selective editing. This is a story that came out recently with Fox, and Fox is claiming that the story by Ron Allen on NBC was edited, particularly the audio phone call from or made by George Zimmerman. Now, in the course of Ron Allen's story, NBC aired, this is the quote, I'm gonna give you the quotes so you can hear them, and then I will play the actual quotes for you, okay? So NBC's version of the story says, blank, okay, this is Zimmerman. He says, quote, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. That's the NBC version. Now, Fox claims that the full version is this. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he is just walking around, looking out. 911 operator, okay. And this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic? Zimmerman, he looks black. So now, this is what they sounded like on the 911 tape, with that as a background. Here is the NBC version.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie.
Okay, so the dark hoodie, he goes on and on and on and on. But did you hear that edit? Could you hear where that edit was made? Now, this is what Fox claims is the full version of that conversation with the 911 operator.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
There you go. All right, now, some are saying that this is irresponsible by NBC to make this edit, to create some racial divide in this country. Some also believe that this is the worst, this is bringing out the worst in the media.
Next, we turn our attention to the continuing discussion of the Supreme Court hearings on Obamacare, next on the Countdown.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Car a clean slate this spring with savings from Napa. Stop into any Napa Auto Parts store this April and pick up some Seafoam motor treatment or TransTune on sale for $6.48. That's more than 30% off to stabilize your fuel, decarbon your engines, and free up your lifters and carb jet. So hurry in and make your car one mean, clean running machine. Keep it clean, guys, just like this radio spot at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
College softball players Mallory Holtman and Liz Wallace know winning isn't everything.
It's how you hold your head at the end of the game and how you walk off the field.
These two athletes carried their opponent around the bases after she injured herself hitting the winning home run.
What are they doing?
Whether you win or lose on the field, if you did the right thing, then you did win.
And they showed us the right thing is sportsmanship.
Way to go, girl!
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.com.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's turn our attention to the continuing focus on Obamacare. Here's host Shane Warner with Josiah Neely from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. They talk about the case for and against the so-called Affordable Care Act.
There are several, several key components here when you talk about challenging Obamacare. And let's focus on what the Texas Public Policy Foundation has brought up in those amicus briefs. And the big topic of conversation was the individual mandate itself. And we'll talk about whether or not that can be severed or extracted from Obamacare in general. But what is your argument? Is it as simple as the government cannot force an affirmative action on the part of its citizens? Is it that simple for the individual mandate?
I think that's a good summary. So as you and your listeners know, we have a federal government under the Constitution that's supposed to be limited in its powers, right? It can only act if there's a specific provision that says they can do something. So it says you can build post roads, you can build post roads. One provision that's in there says that Congress can regulate interstate commerce. And traditionally, that was limited to actual commerce that was moving between the states. But back in the 1930s, basically this was used as a mechanism to give the federal government unlimited power where they could do just about whatever they want. And this case is really about whether the Supreme Court's going to step back from that and say, no, there are some limits. You can't say that it's interstate commerce when you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not doing anything is not commerce.
And is so that's the big key here is the individual mandate as it relates to the Commerce Clause, because I had a guy call up earlier this morning. He said, Shane, he goes, I'm opposed to Obamacare. He goes, but you know, we have to register for selective service. You know, men between the ages of 18 and 25, we must do that. And his question was, how is that any different?
Well, so the Constitution specifically grants the federal government the ability to maintain armed forces, right? So for armed forces, whether it's selective service or even a draft, That's a different story, but there's nothing in the Constitution that, I mean, it doesn't mention health care at all, and it certainly doesn't allow for the government to force people to buy a private product just because they think it makes good political sense.
Talk host Sue Henry with Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about the reaction he had to last week's Supreme Court hearings.
I'm sure that you were watching on with great interest, and can you give us an assessment of what you saw and what you think?
Well, I like to caution against coming to any conclusions yet. Anything can happen, and we won't know until June. However, having said that, I thought that discussions that occurred this week were more encouraging than I could have reasonably hoped. I think the justices, five of the justices, well, Clarence Thomas never asked questions at these hearings, but we know where he is. He has always been a great defender, probably the court's greatest defender of personal freedom and limited government, and that's what this is the battle about. Does the federal government have unlimited power to force us to do whatever the government wants us to do, to buy whatever products we want? And that's a really important point. There is no limiting principle in the government's argument. There is no argument by which they can say, well, this is a unique exception. We don't claim to have unlimited power in other domains. In fact, they do, by implication. So it's a very fundamental question about the nature of our government. For the first time in history, are we going to concede that we all do, our freedom is completely a function of whatever the government chooses to grant us, or is the government the servant of the people? That's really what's at stake here, and I think the Supreme Court justices are going to make the right decision. I'm not sure, but I really liked the way the discussion went.
Yeah, and I think opening this up and saying that the government can would be a very dangerous and historic power grab. And I believe that some of the justices were actually making statements in that regard.
Well, absolutely. Several of them did, and maybe most importantly, Justice Kennedy did. He is widely considered the swing vote on the court. He often is that swing vote. You never know which camp he's going to come down in, and he himself said that something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing, but the gist of it was that the government has a very high hurdle to explain and justify why it could have this power that fundamentally changes the nature of the relationship between the federal government and the American people. He observed that, and that was a powerful observation coming from him.
The other thing that they seemed not to want to get into was picking this thing apart. They didn't seem to want to say, right, this is okay and this isn't okay, this is okay and this is not, because I see that as not their function, and they know it.
Right. Exactly right, and I think it was Justice Scalia who really put the exclamation point on that when he said, you couldn't seriously argue that we're supposed to go through 2,700 pages and decide which of each of those innumerable lines stays and which ones go.
Midwest Talk host Bill Cunningham with Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine. DeWine was in the Supreme Court room last week when the hearings were taking place.
What was it like in and around the courtroom as the arguments were being made?
Well, it's always interesting. The last time actually I was there was Gore v. Bush, so that was another historic session. But, it's very formal. But then once the questioning starts, it's like almost like a food fight. I mean, it's just they go at it. And, you had eight of the nine justices all asking questions. And, that room is not really a big room. And the lawyers are really pretty close to the justices. So it's a very tense, very entertaining. It's just really something to watch.
As far as the media coverage, I think before the debate, before the argument occurred, there was a sense that Obamacare was going to be sustained because parts of it have already happened and the momentum is one direction. But the media coverage of the event was that the questioning from the Supreme Court justices were so pointed and so barbed that there was the conventional wisdom, the CW, to coin a phrase, is that it's going to be overturned. You've gone through a little bit of this. You've been a lawyer for 35, 40 years, a senator, attorney general in Ohio, a prosecutor, a U.S. congressman. Is it always difficult to ascertain how the Supreme Court is going to rule in a case based upon questioning?
Oh, I think it is difficult. I mean, you've got to get a little sense, but sometimes that sense is incorrect. I still think, no one knows how Kennedy is going to decide. I'm not sure anybody knows how Roberts is going to decide either. So I think this thing is very much wide open. I have always felt it was 50-50. I came away from this past week still thinking it's 50-50.
Coming up, we move over to the shootings that took place at a college in California next up on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with this shooting yesterday at a college in Oakland, California. On Fox, Shepard Smith talked to reporter Claudia Cowan about the shooting. 7 dead, 3 wounded.
Police say a guy sprayed bullets inside that school, and when it was over, 7 people were dead. Raised up from his desk, as the story goes. Shot, according to one witness, one person right in the small of the back, and then sprayed up the room. Our affiliate in San Francisco in the Bay Area, KTVU, reports the shooter was a student, and he actually opened fire inside that room. Police and SWAT teams swarmed the private college campus in Oakland, California this morning. We saw them rushing people from a building, and for a while, the gunman was still on the loose. Police eventually confirmed they caught the guy a few miles away. The city council president says in addition to the 7 dead, 3 others are wounded. One witness told the Chronicle she saw one of the survivors crying as she came out of the building, holding a wound and saying, "I've been shot, I've been shot."
They threw some carrying bodies out of the building. I saw they carried a body out and they put a blanket over him. And they carried a bunch of other bodies out. And you couldn't tell if they were alive or not.
And now we're learning more about the man who police say is responsible for these murders. Claudia Cowan, right near the campus, Oakland, California. What do we know tonight, Claudia?
Shepard, sources say the man under arrest was a nursing student at this Asian religious vocational school, but the school's founder telling the Oakland Tribune that the shooter was no longer enrolled in classes here. Now, take a look at these pictures. A helicopter followed as police took him into custody. Authorities earlier describing the suspect as a Korean man in his 40s with a heavy-set build. It remains unclear what pushed him over the edge this morning, but he was arrested just a few hours later after reportedly confessing to a supermarket employee at a nearby shopping center. Shepard?
Claudia, police got there very quickly, according to all accounts.
Yeah, a lot of 911 calls right away, and police were on the scene within minutes, reportedly using a sledgehammer to break through the glass doors to get inside. One student just down the hall from the shooting described what she heard.
I heard like, dun dun, dun dun, and then a woman is screaming, hey, like that. That's all.
Late this afternoon, concerned relatives were here at the police perimeter waiting for any news. We spoke to one man who's been trying to reach his sister, who's a student here at the school all day long. She has not been answering her cell phone. Shepard, like so many other families here in Oakland tonight, her brother is just beside himself.
Talk host Bill Carroll talks to reporter Sebastian Kuntz for more details about yesterday's shooting.
This is a very small university. Can you give me kind of an idea of what we're dealing with? What's it called? Where is it?
Well, it is called Oikos University. It is they're calling it sort of a Christian or a religious school. It seems to specialize mostly in things like theology, music, and nursing. It's kind of a smaller college campus in the Oakland area, and that's more or less what we know. Again, we're calling it a smaller campus, but again, the SWAT team has taken such a long time to kind of comb through it. We understand they're actually still combing through the campus, looking for any additional victims that might have been, not easily found in the initial moments of the events this morning. But again, the suspect appears to have been detained kind of across the water in the Alameda area in a parking lot of a shopping center kind of parking lot place. And I did overhear one of the TV reporters say something about they're seeking a translator. They may be looking for someone who speaks Korean because they think the suspect is Korean. And again, the description of the suspect when they were still looking for him was a heavyset Korean guy wearing khaki clothing. That's really all they had. And then again, they have caught him in the past 45 minutes or so.
Well, I think they also said they thought he was probably in his 40s. So we're not talking about a student from the school. Probably.
Well, again, this is sort of one of those colleges where people older than, say, their early 20s might be going. This isn't UCLA or UC Berkeley. This is a college where people can go to kind of get an additional degree and kind of, it's my understanding anyway, that they could kind of, do something, if they're moving in a new direction with their life or whatever. And I did hear one of the police people saying that they did think the guy may have been a student. So,
oh, really? Okay, because it's described as a Christian university, and they specialize on things like Asian medicine and obviously theology. So you're right. I guess it could be somebody later in life going back to school. Some of the aerial shots almost make it look like it's just one of those storefront schools, a little strip mall, but it's bigger than that. I mean, it's not.
It is much bigger than that. I think that might be a little deceptive, if only because I think those aerial shots are showing you the shot with the name of the university in the front, and that's sort of what makes it look smaller. But when you look at the wide helicopter shots, it's this big, huge, almost warehouse-looking building. I don't know that it's all entirely comprised. I don't know that that college comprises that entire huge building, but I think I know the helicopter shot you're talking about. And from my understanding, that place where the banner is that says Oikos University in front might make for a good TV shot, but it might be one of those helicopter shots that's kind of deceptive.
Want to find out more about what's going on? These stories and others are detailed in full with lots of extra info in the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.